This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict of Moore Parish in the Hill District. I want you to grab your coffee this morning and join us as we lift our eyes up to the Lord. We have a very special show this morning as we prepare our hearts and families for this beautiful season leading up to the birth of Christ. We are highlighting a Spirit-led program at our Catholic high schools, and we're talking about Kairos. What does that mean? If you haven't heard of it yet, we'll tell you about the Kairos program shortly. And if you're interested in planting seeds of faith in your family, stay tuned. We'll tell you what to expect and how your students can participate. We have a packed panel of guests this morning, including our Director of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto. And also with us is Mike Palsy. He is the principal at North Catholic High School in Cranberry, and Chris Biardi, who is the Director of Campus Ministry at North Catholic. Catholic Education Plus is supported by the generosity of Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Michelle and Michael and Chris, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father.
Great to have the whole three of you here this morning. So I have my coffee mug with me here in studio. So Mike, if you can just hit us off right now. So what is Kairos? What does it mean? And tell our listeners about the program.
Well, Kairos is a Greek word that really means God's time, right? And so our students have a lot of distractions in our lives, you know, activities, things that we actually wish they weren't involved with, you know, but our students have an opportunity to go on a voluntary retreat in 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, where they get to learn more about their relationship with God. And then really the focus of the retreat is to help build their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that comes through a variety of ways, but what the Kairos program really promotes is peer leadership. And so while there are adult leaders there, like myself or like Mr. Bayardi, we do have a panel of student leaders who have gone on the retreat and then give witness and personal testimony to their faith so that their peers can see that really growing in holiness is not something to be scoffed at or weird, but really is our universal call.
Chris, do you want to add anything on that?
No, I mean, I think Mike nailed it. It's like students have, they live lives that are full, right? That are, in a sense, like he said, distracted, right? So the Kairos retreat gives them the opportune moment to like be together with their peers, to learn from each other, and to really enter into worship of God, to experience the sacraments, to experience Mass, adoration, conversation. Which is a huge part of the whole program is like no phones and we're talking, we're engaging one another in our lives, learning our stories.
And especially in this ever busy world, and we know that we're busy, and especially now right before Christmas, all the hustle and bustle. Our students are just action-packed with projects and concerts and sports and events. And it's just, there's so much noise out there in the hustle and bustle of the season, but anytime, but really during the holidays, it's extra, extra busy. Mike, can you tell us a little bit of first about what the first, the nuts and bolts, how long is a retreat, and do the students, do they attend this retreat off campus, or can you tell us a little bit more about the retreat for the kids?
Sure. So it's a 4-day retreat. Really, it's about 3.5 days or so, but students leave after school on a Thursday. We end up traveling to wherever the retreat's going to be. Last year, we had it at the retreat center in Greensburg, and this year we had it the Apostolate for Family Consecration, also known as Catholic Family Land, in Ohio. What was it?
Bloomingdale,
Ohio. And so ultimately, students get there. They unload their things. They go into a conference, the meeting room, the great meeting room, and there's the initial talk is really about like why they're there. And that really kind of sets the tone for the weekend. And then there is an opportunity throughout the weekend that we go to daily mass. There's a Sunday mass on Sunday where they satisfy the obligation. But then over the course of the weekend, hear from their teachers, from administrators, from the chaplains. Like, we were blessed to have our chaplains there the entire time this year. We have two co-chaplains, and just to have two holy priests with us the entire retreat is a really, it's a game changer. But then students have the opportunity to go to confession and then spend some serious time in adoration, which is really the pinnacle of the retreat. But then on Sunday, like, the message is like, hey, go back and what you've taken here, what you've learned about your relationship with Jesus Christ, like, let that grow in your heart, but don't be afraid to let that out, serve other people, and really do what is expected of us, what Jesus calls us to. And that's the beauty of that, because we see that very palpable change in our student body among those who go, and then the impact they have on their friends here.
So it's a weekend, it's a Friday through Sunday, usually
Thursday afternoon through Thursday. Sunday.
Okay, good. Well, that's a great, and it's nice you take it off campus, to get away for the weekend. What a great opportunity. And that way, everybody can kind of just deplug, get away from Dodge, so to speak. And it's nice to hear about the two priests, your chaplains, that are on campus for the whole weekend, just for the students to be able to talk to and celebrate Mass, confessions, just to be totally present. I think that's very, very important. So kudos to you guys for holding that off campus and for the weekend. Chris, as director of campus ministry, this is definitely the heart of what you teach. How does Kairos walk students deeper in their faith and God giving the purpose?
Well, I think, really it takes things that are familiar to them, or hopefully are familiar to them, right? Mass, adoration, confession, the sacramental life. And it puts it in a different context, which sometimes that's what we need. We become overly familiar with, I go to my parish every Sunday, and kind of like it's routine, or becomes just like a muscle memory, like spiritual muscle memory. Sure. So when, we take them off campus to a different location, shake up the setting, and then it gives them the opportunity to enter in. This is like, I'm not at Mass with my parents. I'm not at Mass with people that are 100% familiar to me. I'm not at all school Mass. I am just at Mass. And like the barrier sometimes between me and Jesus is God that I've put up. Right. So it takes that familiar thing and opens it up in a whole new experience. So,
Now, I'm sure, obviously, there is a cost to attend this retreat. There is a fee for the program, but Mike, no applicant is denied participation based on their financial circumstances. Is that correct?
Correct. We do have scholarships available for those who would not be able to go otherwise. And it's just by request, and we can honor those.
And then is there a certain grade level that goes to this retreat? Obviously, all just North Catholic students.
So it's really 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it opened up the invitations to really juniors and seniors. But then as time goes on, the spots are still available. We do open up the sophomores.
Now, Mike and or Chris, you guys can both interject. Tell me a little bit about, and our listeners, the transformation that happens when the kids arrive at the facility Thursday night. What is the difference between Thursday night and then when they're leaving on Sunday? Do you see like an oddness that changes over the weekend, the spirit?
I mean, I want to talk about a practical one, which I think is great, right? So on Thursday, they get there and like, you know, I'll be upfront and honest. There always is this stigma that Kairos is a cult. And we brainwash these kids, and it's like, no, this is Jesus. This is how Jesus like breaks our heart open and like lets us figure out who we're called to be. And the most striking thing that happens the first day is that during that first talk, our students voluntarily give up their cell phones. And from them always being like in this, like, because I realized that even when I was a kid, you sit around and like waiting was waiting. Waiting wasn't being entertained or reading or doing something else. Like waiting was waiting. I don't know that our students or people in general know what waiting is like anymore. And so when they give up their phone, they like don't know what to do but to pay attention. And it's like, wow, there are kids paying attention in a classroom setting almost. This is amazing. But they become so naturally involved in the progression of the retreat that by like Friday evening or Saturday afternoon, they forget they even have a cell phone. And it's amazing. It's just an incredible change that like we're so in tune with things around us that makes us out of tune with the things around us because of that distraction. And that's probably for me on it's on a supernatural level, but a very real level with those kids. Like, wow, like what a change. Cause so many of them, you can notice like they don't even want it. I have a cell phone. What's that? but so that's one side of it. But Chris, what do you want to?
Yeah. I think it's kind of the same thing. Like that we just put them in front of Jesus, like on the weekend, you know, it's like super easy things. Like, if you like, we can surrender our phones. Okay, let's surrender our phone. Like, here's Jesus. Here's a talk. Here's some things for you to think about. They all get a journal, which is always amazing to see happen because during talk.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We have lots more to talk about. Sorry to cut you off. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End and St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District. And on this second Sunday of Advent, we are featuring the Kairos program, and we're talking to the officials at North Catholic. Mike Palsy is the principal at North Catholic High School in Cranberry, and Chris Viardi, who is the director of campus ministry at North Catholic, and also our director of Catholic schools, Michelle Perdue, is here, and we will be hearing from her on the second segment too. So Chris, if you just wanted to finish your first question, I had to cut you off because of the commercial break, about the experience of the transformation of the students from Thursday to Sunday.
Sure. We do see that happen, that change from, you know, some not wanting to be there, some very unsure, like, what's this all about, to like, I don't want to go home. Right. To even we hear them at Mass and adoration. Where they'll say like, why can't adoration be like this at school? Like, well, it can be, right? You're there. But to watch that growth, and really what we're seeing is students encounter Jesus, you know, that it's a privileged place to be as a teacher or as a retreat director or as a student leader, even, right? The student leaders, you could see it in them too, which is really fun. Because they know the program, they've gone through it. So they're like, this is the part, right? This is where, oh, this was my moment. And they get very excited because like, I mean, every student at some point has that, like, oh, like, it, you know, it could be okay. Or it's like, just like mind blowing. You know, we see students in adoration, just, I mean, singing out, right? Just praising God in song, like fearless in their prayer. Right. Fearless at Mass and singing songs, like fearless in going to confession. Like, there's no judgment here. Right. Like I want to go to confession, and, to see that them come out of the confessional, right. Just free. And then we sing more praise and worship songs, adoration, and it's loud. You know, we have 25, 30 retreatants, and I mean, they're filling the chapel with song and prayer. And, you know, we had a good picture of them at adoration where they all stood at the foot of the sanctuary and, you know, had like their arms around each other and they're like, you know, singing the closing song and just so happy. And then they're done. And they're like, oh, that's great. You know? So you see it happen from, they go from timidity to just complete freedom.
That's awesome. Now, Michael, this 4-day process provides students a chance to contemplate God's role in their lives. It's based on the spiritual exercises of the Jesuit, St. Ignatius of Loyola. And St. Ignatius famously said, go forth and set the world on fire. I love that. Go forth and set the world on fire. Can you tell us a little bit more about this specifically?
Sure. So there is a phrase that I don't know that it's really, because there are several Kairos secrets that are really just secrets to make sure we protect the integrity of the surprises that kids experience, you know. But like on the commissioning at the end of the retreat really is to live the fourth, like the fourth day. And what that really means is that what you've taken in, like what God has revealed to you over the weekend, you have an obligation as a Christian to now bring that to the world. And so in that Loyolan spirituality, there's like this, hey, I have to go and set the world on fire. And like, what does that look like in my life personally, not just for the people in my life that I know, but the ones I don't, the ones that I have to encounter in the world? How do I witness the faith to them? And so really it's not a retreat that's based in contemplation where like, this is how I can renew myself, become holy, and just for my own personal gain and my own personal salvation. It's a retreat that gives them the opportunity to break down barriers to Jesus. And then what barriers stop me from being a true Christian in the world? And what can I do to go out there and help people see how awesome it is to follow Jesus Christ? And that commissioning is really what sends people out into the world. It's beautiful. You know, it's just their call to evangelize, like the understanding that the apostolate of the laity is to evangelize. And like it's powerful, you know.
What would you say for both of you, Chris and Mike, would be the pivotal moment of the retreat? Is there a certain point Thursday through Sunday?
I mean, it'd be one of the surprises.
I mean, there are a couple. Well, I would say it's obvious that we have adoration. And like Chris said, like the beauty of that is like there's still, even though they've spent so much time learning about their faith and their relationship with God and growing in that, adoration happens on Saturday night. And like their opportunity to be there in front of the Blessed Sacrament in such a real way is probably one of the most pivotal moments, because they are finally experiencing everything that we've been talking about. It's like, here's Jesus, and you have an opportunity to spend time with him. And not only can you spend time with him, you can also go to confession and be freed from all the things that stop you from getting even closer. And it's like, all that is like I said, it's palpable grace in the room. And like that, it just, every time I've been on a Kairos retreat, that experience has been different for me. It's never the same. It's always like beautifully unique for that group of kids. And it is powerful. But I would say for me, that's the most pivotal moment.
Chris, how about you? What would you say would be the pivotal moment for the retreat for the kids?
I mean, I think that each day, right, because the theme is Kairos, the opportune moment. So each day almost builds to its own, pivotal moment, its own opportune moment that you know, builds upon the next, right? So with adoration on Saturday, like certainly, right? I mean, hands down, like you're there with Jesus. The chapel at the place that we went to is amazing. They have there's a huge reliquary that they have that's like it's big. It's very big. It's like a whole two doorway sizes with glass. And the students, you know, love being there with that. They love the tangible aspect of the faith. This is something that I could, like the grit of Catholicism, right? That I can experience it, right? It's something that I can sensibly, like it's in my eyes and my ears and my nose, like it's there. So, and that happens multiple times throughout the weekend. I think,
yeah.
I want to bring in Michelle Peduta, the last minute and a half. She always likes to have the last word. So Michelle, the director of Catholic Schools, and just talking with Chris and Mike on this wonderful program, Kairos, I really learned a lot, and I'm really excited that North Catholic, and I know a few other high schools provide this, but as director of Catholic Schools, you get to say, what do you think?
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I just love the phrase, the appointed time and the purpose of God. Setting aside intentionally a time for our students to step away from the secular culture that is very noisy and very distracting and filled with lights and filled with videos and filled with all of those things, to step away and actually experience true peace, but not just peace, peace with Christ. I think it has to have just continuous outcomes once you get back, but it also frames in their minds and their souls and their spirits the idea that this is what it feels like to truly be present.
Mike Palsy, Chris Biardi, Michelle Peduta, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back to finish things up. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the second Sunday of Advent. We are lighting the second of the four candles in our Advent wreath. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are introduced to John the Baptist, who is the cousin of Jesus. And John reminds us to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Matthew prepares this particular public ministry for Jesus. The foresetter is John the Baptist. He prepares the way for Jesus. And we are all called to live a life of repentance and harmony in preparation for the coming of our Lord. And all three readings, Isaiah, Romans, and Matthew, challenge us to become people of peace, unity, and forgiveness. I mean, we must work to form the ideal image that we are moved by the Spirit of God rather than earthly interests. And how appropriate with the Kairos retreat, getting away from the world and the noise and focusing on what's really, truly important. And we continue to look forward in hopefulness to the coming of Christ. And let's take part, hopefully, in the Sacrament of Reconciliation as we are lighting the second candle in our Advent wreath, halfway through the Advent season. And the desert is a place where the Israelites wandered for 40 years. And John the Baptist prepares the way for Jesus in preaching baptism and repentance. So happy second Sunday of Advent, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.